This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Welcome to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris, sitting in for Jesse Kelly tonight, talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona. That can be heard at 550 KFYI, 790 KNST. That's in Tucson. Yes, yes, we're in Phoenix and Tucson. That's the Conservative Circus, 6 to 10 every Monday through Friday morning. Mike Lindell and MyPillow no longer have the support of big box stores or shopping channels the way you may have shopped for their products in the past. MyPillow has found themselves a part of this cancel culture because of this and the changes in retail. They want to pass the savings directly on to you. They are having a $25 extravaganza sale. When Mike Lindell started MyPillow, it was just a problem solve, one product company with their pillow. Since then, and with the help of his dedicated employees, MyPillow now has hundreds of products, some you may not even have heard about yet. To get you familiar with other products, they are having a $25 extravaganza with promo code Jesse. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Their six-pack towel sets, you guessed it, $25. And for the first time ever, the premium MyPillow with all-new Giza fabric, any size or loft level, just $25. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square for these $25 deals. Free shipping on orders over $75. Enter promo code Jesse or call 800-845-0544 for this amazing offer that won't last long. Judge Alito, I don't care that he is a Supreme Court justice. I don't care that he's one of the most powerful individuals in the world when it comes to calling balls and strikes based off of the Constitution. Judge Alito, first and foremost, is a husband. And they've been married for a very long time, he and his wife. And he knows who wears the pants in that family. And that is why you have publications out there that are saying that Samuel Alito threw his wife under the bus. What? What did she do? What did she do? Well, listeners to the Jesse Kelly Show, what she did was truly egregious. First, a few years ago, she flew the American flag upside down.
What?
Yes. And if you didn't know, that means that the country is in distress. When you fly the flag upside down, the American flag is a distress signal. Unless you're a liberal. See, all throughout our history, it was a distress signal if you flew the flag upside down. But ever since Trump, flying the flag upside down means MAGA. Means MAGA mad. Means January 6th. And that flag was flying upside down. And you know what? The liberals, they noticed it back then, but they didn't do anything about it. But now that they are involved in lawfare, oh, they're using this. They're trying to get Samuel Alito to recuse himself from a case. Oh, wait a minute. There's more. You had the wife of a Supreme Court justice also fly another flag. But this flag, well, this flag had a different meaning. This was a Christian flag that was flown. And this flag has been a part of our country, has been part of our culture for years. But now, because once again, Donald Trump, the flag has become, you know, to be known as something different. The flag now is a symbol of white nationalism. It's a symbol of Christian nationalist. And anybody who flies that flag is a threat to America, which means that they, if they're a Supreme Court justice, should recuse themselves from any case that the left finds valuable. Well, you know what? PBS was discussing this whole thing, and it was very, very interesting because you actually had somebody on PBS who pushed back against the narrative, who pushed back against the craziness. The craziness is, oh, this judge, he has to recuse himself. They've been after Clarence Thomas to recuse himself since the day he was sworn in. But now they see some weakness with Alito. Because his wife is flying flags. How far should we go with this? That was a discussion on PBS's roundtable.
He was so quick to blame his wife on the upside down flag. He hasn't said anything about this right. other flag, which is also a symbol of the insurrection. So you right. think if he had a handy excuse, he would have used it.
Right. But one handy excuse is that it is an actual Revolutionary War flag.
Yes, oh, it's yeah. become a symbol
oh.
of
with that strained credulity is yeah. what you're suggesting.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah.
Ed, any thoughts about the lasting impact of this or
that
does
it's,
this
that this is and now everything's fair game.
Yeah.
What you do on, at, or in your house as a public official is
seriously
not fair game.
Seriously.
And is official Washington and are we as a country okay with that?
I'm not okay with that at all. It's only fair game if the left wants it to be fair game. And you know what? As Samuel Alito, you know, shared in a letter. You know, this is my wife. My wife has rights. And not only that, my wife likes flags. And the reason why she flew that flag, of duress is because we had neighbors that were attacking her. These neighbors, probably because, you know, he's a conservative on the court. And you've seen how unhinged these lefties become. They called her all out of her name. And they stalked the woman. So she was mad. So she hung the flag upside down. And the other flag, Alito said, you know, I wasn't even aware of that. Somebody brought that to my attention. But my wife likes flags. And no, I am not going to recuse myself. If my wife wants to fly a flag upon my house, we are married. We own equal amounts of our property. She has a right to use the property the way she wants to. If my wife wants to fly a flag, by gosh darn it, she can fly a flag. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? I'm not gonna recuse myself. Oh, Alito, he's throwing his wife under the bus. Shut up. Stop it. Oh, and look at how the lefties, now all of a sudden, they're just, ooh, it's white supremacy. Ooh, this is insurrection. That flying that flag is insurrection. Well, how far you want to take this? How far do you really want to go? You know what Alito also said, you know, as far you come after me for flying this flag, I didn't see anybody going after that dude that wanted to murder Kavanaugh, my fellow justice on the court. This double standard is crazy. It is out of control. How far are you all going to let this roll?
Because that's where this is going now.
Are we as a country okay with it?
We'll see.
What do you mean, that everybody should be able to fly insurrectionist flags over their house if they want to?
Insurrection flags.
I mean, without any damage to the court's reputation?
The court's reputation was already damaged.
This damages it more.
Sure. In the eyes of 50%
of the country.
Yeah, it
looks like the court is not just conservative, it's partisan.
Sure. But I think that perception's been there for about 24 years.
You know what? Oh, this court is partisan. You mean when you have more lefties on the court, you didn't complain about partisan? You're complaining about partisan now because it's not partisan in the way you want it to be. It's ridiculous. But a good question is being asked. How far you want to take this? Because you know what? The pendulum is going to swim back the other way, right? Right? How far do you want to take this? Do you really want to try to persecute the conservatives on the court right now? Because if you ever get control back, do you think they're going to, you know, return the favor? Y'all, but stop it. Stop it. It's getting ugly.
And just the shoe will be on the other foot at some point. Mm-hmm. And it'll be Republican senators accusing liberal justices. And the whole dichotomy will shift. And now this is, and as you said, the politicization of the courts is here. And this is how it's always going to be now. If this is what we're all focused on. And that's fine if that's where the debate is headed, but that's where the debate is headed now.
Right.
That is where the debate is headed, and it's not fine. It's not fine. And the left needs to stop. Because I don't want to hear it. You know, when we have our turn, well, see, that's what they're talking about right now. If President Trump gets in office, he's going to take retribution on his enemies. I hope he does. You sure did. Oh, he showed you mercy when he got in office. We were talking about lock her up. We were chanting, lock her up. You didn't lock up anybody. President Trump naively thought, well, you know, I'm president. They'll come around. I have good ideas for the country. No. They have destroyed people. Remember when President Trump said, you know what, they're going after you. I'm just standing in the way. They're trying to destroy him. They've destroyed regular people. There are people in jail right now. If you hear the Jesse Kelly show earlier, you got the FBI. They're investigating people that donate to the Trump campaign. What are you talking about? It's already here. We can't back off. We have to win and purge these people. Rush Limbaugh used to say, you know, we have to keep one or two around so we can remember how it was. No, I'm not even bothered for that anymore. Take them out. You know, philosophically speaking. Politically speaking, gotta be careful these days. More careful than they are. Hey, did you hear about that peer, the Biden peer that was over there in Palestine, supposed to be delivering all of these goods, you know, for the suffering people, and also, you know, help some of the Palestinians get over to America? I got an update on that. James T. Harris, sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. Happy to be sitting in for Jesse Kelly. You can follow me on Instagram at James T. Harris. Love to hear from you. Jesse's been talking this month about Pure Talk and their campaign with America's Warrior Partnership to help prevent veteran suicide. But I think it's important to share a note here that there are so many factors behind PTSD that impact this. Jesse wanted to share a story about Army Navy veteran Lonnie Scott. Lonnie was put in touch with AWP after losing his job of 9 years when they closed their doors. He'd been applying for jobs with no luck. He was behind on rent, maxed out on his credit cards, and unable to, you know, to find employment anywhere. Unemployment was ending. He was struggling with medical issues, but couldn't afford his medication due to the loss of his job and insurance. He was at the end of this rope. This is when America's Warrior Partnership stepped in. They got Lonnie enrolled in VA healthcare and local support to supply him with a food box. And they helped him with his VA disability claim to start receiving income. Brianna, his case coordinator, still checks in with him every week. Lonnie was a life saved because of the great work of AWP. When you switch your cell service to Pure Talk before the end of the month, you'll be helping to support America's Warrior Partnership and vets like Lonnie. Choose a wireless company who shares your values and support this great cause. With plans from just $20 a month for 5G service, it's a no-brainer. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly, and Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team will help you make the switch. Let's show our veterans how much we care and that they don't have to go it alone. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly today. You know, when we think about the work that our vets do, I don't like to down them. I don't like to down anybody in the military. I don't. Especially the Army Corps of Engineers. But under the Biden administration, how can they not be criticized? We were told that the Biden administration had a solution, that they were going to get much needed aid into Palestine. We were also told that the Biden administration was going to start bringing Palestinian refugees to the United States of America. And how was this possible? Because of a mobile port. That's right. And when you think about it, wow, how cool. You got a beach here, you got no port, but you mean to tell me that we could set up a port in a matter of hours? Yes. Yes. Does that mean that we can now stop trying to force Israel to bring aid over to the people of Gaza? No, we can't do that. They still have to stop the war and try to, you know, cease fire and bust in much needed water and food and all that kind of stuff. That's what the Biden administration is saying. Nothing about Ukraine or Russia, but you know, we're expecting for Israel to comply. Nevertheless, with this new port, America was supposed to be able to get so much done, but something happened. Something went very, very wrong. And the news report, well, I won't play you the Israeli news report. I'll just give you the news report from America. And then only one station really covered this because it was a huge embarrassment.
Meanwhile, NBC News has learned the U.S. military has been forced to halt aid deliveries into Gaza by sea after three officials said bad weather damaged its temporary pier. This video showing part of the causeway floating away from the beach. It's the latest setback for the American aid effort after military boats washed up on the coasts of Israel and Gaza over the weekend, while a U.S. service member remains in critical condition after an accident on the pier last week.
You gotta be kidding me. The pier's floating away? When they showed those on Israeli TV, people were actually laughing. You had soldiers laughing. They weren't our soldiers. The thing's floating out to sea. What happened? They had a storm, some bad waves. $300 million spent on the floating pier that floated away. It floated away just like Biden's reelection hopes are floating away. The latest embarrassment. You gotta be kidding me. Come on. Come on. Domestic disaster. Foreign policy disaster. We can't even deliver food. They have delivered, what was this? They delivered, I mean, how many tons of food on this pier before it floated away? And they were trying to get this into, you know, into the refugees, into Gaza. Guess what? It never made it. The supplies never made it. Why? Because the locals hijacked the truck. And not just the locals, also Hamas hijacked the truck. The same administration that criticizes Israel for not getting the job done, not doing enough with humanitarian aid. Their humanitarian aid gets hijacked and their pier floats away because of a storm. This is the Biden administration. It's embarrassing. I'm just saying. What is happening around the world because of our weakness, because of our fecklessness, is just embarrassing. Now, as bad as a pier floating away, a $300 million pier floating into the Mediterranean, what's happening on our southern border, of course, is far, far worse. We don't have a border. It's open. And even though, you know, I'm living in Arizona, just a few hours away from the chaos, it's amazing how Democrats here are in utter denial as who's coming across our border. And coming up next, I'm going to share some information that's going to put a chill down your spine. James T. Harris, sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. So happy to be sitting in for Jesse Kelly. I'm a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona, 550 KFYI, 790 KNST in Tucson, Arizona's biggest conservative voice. You know, we're also just a couple hours from the border. And what's happening on the border is absolutely crazy. I'm telling you, it's crazy what we're watching happening. And of course, this was all orchestrated by Joe Biden. And he told us back there in 2015, I believe it was, he said that we're going to have an unrelenting flow of illegals coming to this country. Now, he said migrants, of course. Illegals flowing into this country. And he said by 2017, this was going to be a minority-majority country. The white stock, that's what he said, white stock is going to be outnumbered. And that's a good thing. That's what he said. And that's a good thing. And he happened to have Alejandro Mayorkas sitting right next to him. That's how you know that this is being done to us on purpose. You had Alejandro Mayorkas. He's still sitting back there talking about, hey, you know what? Our hands are tied. There's not anything we can really do about this. These are because of policies. This is because Congress hasn't done his job. Plus, we really don't have an open border. Alejandro Mayorkas.
Camila Montoya Galvez spoke to Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, who responded to the accusations of the administration encouraging migrants to come to the U.S.
That is false. If we take a look at migration, not just at our southern border, but in context, the level of migration throughout the hemisphere is unprecedented.
Right.
And throughout the world, it's the greatest level of displacement of migration since World War II. I think there are about 73 million displaced people in the world. The reasons why people leave their countries of origin are those with which we are quite familiar.
Right. Climate change, violence, non-government organizations promise them if they come to this country, they're going to get a whole lot of money. New life, freedom, American dream, opportunity. Yeah, that's what's been happening. Dropping leaflets and flyers, you know, telling people to come to America, setting up an operation to get them over here. Come on, Alejandro, stop it. We know. Oh, it's false that Biden's open border is encouraging illegals to come. No, they just got T-shirts saying Biden let us in or thank you, Biden. Stop it. Well, James, they're trying to do this because they want to replace the population. They want to replace the black folks and the other, you know, Latinos that are rising up. They want to have a voting pool. You know, that's true. That's true to a certain degree. That's true. But there's something else going on. I don't want you to forget that Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, I mean, they got a big fat crime family. They've been shaking down countries for years, not just Joe. You saw how the deep state reacted when President Trump was talking to Zelensky. He said, you need to clean up the corruption in Ukraine. You might want to start with the Biden family. Impeachment! Remember, you got impeached over the telephone call? You got all those politicians' hands are in the cookie jar over in the Ukraine. But none like the Bidens. The Bidens were shaking down Russia. They were shaking down oligarchs in Ukraine. They were shaking down, you know, I shouldn't say shaking down, taking bribes for everybody, and especially China. I'm about to say something very controversial on the Jesse Kelly Show here. Are you ready? Are you ready? I believe that Biden is owned by China. Oh, they gave him all kinds of millions of dollars. And what did he give them? Access. I'm sorry. But wasn't that the Chinese balloon floating over military installations in America? Hello? Oh, we tried to act like that wasn't a big deal. We shot that down. Yeah, we shot that down after it was done with this mission. We shot it down over the Atlantic after it floated across the United States of America, taking its pictures. And we wouldn't have even been told about it if you didn't have some astronomer or somebody out there looking up at the sky saying, hey, why is there a bus with balloons in the sky? That's how we found out. I'm telling you, the Bidens have sold us out. They sold out our foreign policy. And now something very nefarious is going on. Are you aware of what's happening in San Diego? You got a reporter that's down there by the Iris Transit Center. She's saying that many in law enforcement believe it's part of a threat. A threat that's facing, that America's facing. Now, I got to tell you, in this day and age, reporter going with this information, it's very, very brave. And before people say conspiracy theory, I just want you to prove it wrong. Reporter, I felt uncomfortable at the Iris Transit Center. So you have thousands of illegal foreigners being bussed in, shuttled in, and then dropped off on the street. They hang out. They're military-aged men. NGOs, non-government organization operatives, come and charge their cell phones. Really? Oh, isn't that nice? They're getting, these Chinese illegals are getting their cell phones charged. They give them water, take them to the Ramada Inn or to the San Diego International Airport. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. But then there is a large constituency of Chinese men who wait for other unofficial Chinese men who act as a taxi service to come and pick up only Chinese nationals. Well, that's not very friendly. That's not very multicultural. What do you mean Chinese men who act as taxi services to come and pick up only Chinese nationals? And these Chinese nationals are young men of military age. Is this being reported on ABC, CBS, NBC, PBS, CNN, Fox? No? The reporter continues. Oh, by the way, this is on X, social media. That's where you got to go to get your real news. Because we are all a sanctuary state, we have no idea where they are taking them or why there's this collaborative effort, but that's what's happening. Military-aged men being dropped off in San Diego. What do we have there? We have USN bases, we have aircraft carriers, warplanes, amphibious ships. Wait a minute. Don't the SEALs? Yeah, the SEALs train down there in Coronado Island. I actually went to a SEAL graduation. Very impressive. Now we got Chinese all around the place. It's just a coincidence. Mayorkas says that the border is secure. What's happening is truly, truly frightening. It's mind-blowing. And I'm telling you, our present government, our managers, they've sold us out. They have sold out the nation. Oh, you got all these Democrats. President Trump is a threat to our democracy. Again, shut your face. We got open borders. We got military age men coming in from all over the world. Don't you remember last year there was a report that we had Chinese police stations, Chinese police outposts throughout California? They don't even need a Trojan horse. They're just dropping them off at the border and they're walking in. Hello? 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 Meanwhile, well, we have four liars on the Trump case and one of them was a porn star. Oh, wasn't she so enamored? Oh, stop it. Stop it. Jesse Kelly with Rough Greens here. Here's a question that many of your dog owners ask all the time. Will Rough Greens help my dog, my small dog, my mid-sized dog, or my very big dog? Well, naturopologist Dr. Dennis Black, well, he's the founder of Rough Greens. He says because dog food is dead food, Rough Greens is not dog food. It's a healthy supplement that puts into your dog's food all the live nutrients necessary for superior dog health. You've heard Jesse say it worked for miracles for his dog. That's Fred, by the way. His digestion system, his energy, and it's incredibly easy to adjust the dose no matter the size of your dog. In fact, Dr. Black is so confident Rough Greens will help your dog, he's offering a free jumpstart trial bag so your dog can try it. You just cover the shipping and you don't need to change your dog's food. Just add a scoop of Rough Greens every day. Your free Jumpstart trial bag can be at your door in just a few business days. Call 833-33-MY-DOG. That's 833-33-MY-DOG. Or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. That's roughgreens.com/Jesse. You are listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona, 550 KFYI, 790 KNST. Do you want to get better at shooting without spending money on ammo or time at the range? Get yourself a Mantis X. 94% of shooters improve within 20 minutes of using Mantis X. The Mantis X is an at-home training system you use with your own gun to do dry fire practice. This high-tech but very easy-to-use gizmo gives you real-time feedback on your shooting technique. Just attach it to your gun like a weapon light, download the easy-to-use app, and follow the instructions. You can use it at home and at the range. The U.S. Marines, Army, Special Forces, well, they all use Mantis X to become the most effective force in the world. The Mantis X is military technology at an affordable price. Be a responsible gun owner and increase your competence and confidence today with Mantis X. And oh, by the way, it will make a great Father's Day gift. You'll be amazed at how quickly shooting accuracy improves. And well, you're going to be saving a ton of money on ammo. Get yours at MantisX.com. That's MantisX.com. The Biden administration, they are panicking. They are. And all we need to do is look at what's happening in New York City. They're sending out Robert De Niro to be their spokesperson, to be their surrogate. And he immediately implodes. Trump derangement syndrome is strong with that man. When we look at the administration, though, there are two, the type of people that make these kind of mistakes, sending out a Robert De Niro. Well, either they're overconfident and they're cruising on along, or they're desperate. Now, I remember overconfidence with Obama. Obama was so far ahead, he was so confident that he's going to win, that in the final days, they started spending a buttload of money in Arizona, the home state of Senator John McCain. It was insulting. He was actually trying to come into to McCain's back door and spin it up and take it over. Why? Because he could. Confident. And you know what? Even though they didn't win Arizona, he was right. You know, he was confident. He had it in the bag. They had money to burn. That's not the case with the Biden administration. They got all kinds of money pouring in. That's what Democrats do. But they have lost all competence. People do not believe in them anymore. They're a disaster. And that's why they're desperate. Politico came out with a magazine saying that the Democrats were freaking out. Absolutely full blown freak out mode is what they said. And then they talked about how you have big donors that are not willing to spend any more money on the Biden campaign because he's not winning anywhere. He's not winning. Peter Ducey. I like Peter Ducey. Peter Ducey asks questions that just, you know, just get under people's skin. And he asked Corinne Jean-Pierre, the White House press secretary, one of these type of questions. It's just using Politico as a key. He asked him, you know, what's it like over there to, you know, work for an administration that's turning to mush? What is it like to be the spokesperson for something that is so absolutely hapless?
Are you guys here at the White House in full-blown freakout mode?
What are you talking about?
There's a Politico story. It sounds like Democrats outside, the quote is, Biden's stubbornly poor polling and the stakes of the election are creating the freakout.
So, again, I'm going to be mindful. I'm not going to comment on 2024 election. I will say this. Mm-hmm. The president has never forgotten where he came from, who he is.
Right.
He understands what the American people are going through as they're sitting around the kitchen table. You hear the president talk about his time growing up, where he watched his family having to sit around the kitchen table,
that's
making
right.
incredibly difficult decisions.
Okay.
And the president has always said he's going to fight for communities that have been forgotten.
Uh-huh.
And you see that in the policies, economic policies that he's put forward.
Did she answer the question? Why is she talking about President Biden sitting at the kitchen table? Peter Ducey asked a pretty straightforward question.
Are you guys here at the White House in full-blown freakout mode?
What are you talking about?
There's a
political
story.
You know what he's talking about, woman.
Democrats outside, the quote is, Biden's stubbornly poor polling, and the stakes of the election are creating the freakout.
So, again, I'm going to be mindful. I'm not going to comment on 2024 election.
Okay, okay.
I will say this.
What are you going to say?
The president has never forgotten where he comes from.
What's that got to do with anything? No, Corinne, what does that got to do with anything? The president has never forgotten where he's come from. You know, it keeps changing where he came from. He grew up with black folks. He grew up with Jewish folks. He grew up with Polish people, too. Didn't he say that his name should be Bidenensky or something like that? He grew up with the Greek folk. What are you talking about? He never forgot where he grew up. they're falling apart. And I really would. You know a question that should be asked of Corinne Jean-Pierre? Corinne Jean, what is it like to work for an administration that is hapless? And no effect, but are you really involved in some of the decision making here? Is that why it's just been so weak and lame? Because you can't even explain anything anymore. What you said just made no sense whatsoever, Corinne. Come on. To Politico, there's insiders. You know, can't you give us anything? Can't you tell us, you know, what are the aides doing when Biden is walking around aimlessly in a fog? What are they doing? How do you get him to sit down and actually read from the teleprompter? You know, seeing the condition that he is in, that is pretty impressive, Corinne. Oh, it's crazy. What's happening out there is crazy. But we shouldn't be confident. I mean, we see how everybody is just ramping up from them Chinese folks coming over here to, you know, San Diego to the administration, you know, now and Republicans trying to shore up their positions in Congress and in the Senate so that they could try to put up roadblocks, knowing that President Trump is going to break through this, you know, at least the presidency. What we're watching is, well, the Republic is fundamentally transforming into what, though? That's the question. Meanwhile, we still have the media trying to give this hapless administration cover. We'll talk about that in the next hour. James T. Harris sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.